birthday good to me. Just get me where I need to go. Cares, Leo. Mexico.
Cool.
There you go. It's like you're taking a trip to Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming into the kitchen.
Hey, fellas. It's nice to be back. It's been too long. This tequila is fantastic.
One lost friend said one day, protect the direction that you found. Now I'm 30,000 feet up, shaking violently.
Was today's guest, Matt Mays, with a little tune called Long Since Gone from his album, Terminal Romance. Well, it sure was great having him here on the show. And I'll tell you what, Radio Bakers, it sure was great having you around to listen in and bake along. Unfortunately, we are all out of time for today's episode, and that's going to be it for another successful season of Let's Get Baked. If you're missing us over the summer, just hit up our website for archived episodes, and before you know it, we'll be back with more new episodes. Take care now. Bye-bye. Your aprons and pre.
All right, your mic's on.
Okay, hello.
All right, everybody, welcome to CITR. This is The Rib, and this is Robin, your host. Today I have a bit of a special show. I have Colby Sparks in to do an interview. And the other night I was hanging out with my friend Dave Lang, and he's going on and on about all this new dubstep he's been listening to. And this isn't really dubstep.
No,
but he gave me this CD, and he's like, you gotta listen to this. This guy's amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I took a listen to it, and I really liked it. So it's Colby Sparks' album, Paper Forest, which you did on your own. You like?
Yeah, I did all the tracks on my own. I had a few friends kind of help me out with the mastering and stuff, and the cover design. I made a diorama myself, and then I got a few friends to help me out with, like, the photoshopping and taking pictures of it.
Awesome. And then do you just burn all the CDs at home and just pop them in?
Oh, no, I got that professionally done.
Okay, yeah, right, awesome. So, let's see, why don't we play... David wanted me to play the seventh track.
Is that
when he brought it over, he's like, you gotta listen to Bee's Knees, man.
Okay.
So maybe we'll play that first.
Cool.
And then we'll talk some more.
Cool.
But first I gotta cue in.
Thank you.
Awesome. So yeah, we did start late, didn't we?
Yeah, a bit late.
It's already 10 minutes after. So cool. Chaos behind the scenes. Last time I did an interview, the same thing happened.
Yeah?
I did.
It's kind of hard to find.
The station's hard to find. And yeah. I did it, sometimes I'm really unclear. And I did an interview with Stephen Lyons, and he got here like right before 4 o'clock.
No time to sit up.
And I'm like, so like, what do you want to, what kind of stuff do you want to play other than your stuff? And he said, oh, I thought I'd just like sit back and listen, you do your own thing. And I just looked at him like, I'm like,
good planning.
Yeah, just joking. So that was really good. That was Bee's Knees, Man. So how did you get started doing your own tunes?
I don't know, when I was 10, I started playing saxophone, and I was really into jazz for about 4 years, and after that, on and off with music, but I really started composing when I was going to music school at VCC, Vancouver Community College, and my friend introduced me to Aphex Twin, and then I started listening to like a whole plethora of different electronic music. And the idea struck me that I could do this too. All I had to do was buy a laptop. So I bought a laptop and started making music when I was around 20.
Yeah. All right, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Well, then let's do one more track from, or another track, not the last one, no, from this CD, and then we'll play some Aphex Twin.
Cool.
Yeah, so which one do you want to hear?
How about Pluck?
Okay, sure.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a new show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Whoops. I turned the mics down so I could talk. There's Aphex Twin. Some days my brain just doesn't want to work. I want to ask you, Colby, actually, what kind of programs do you use to write your music on?
For sequencing, I've been using Logic since the beginning. Actually, I started using GarageBand, but that doesn't really count. Logic, and then I'm getting into like Native Instruments programs, pretty much everything they've ever made, except for the more expensive ones. I've been using like Reactor and Pro 53 and Absinthe and FM8 and a lot of Battery 2. Okay. Battery 3, but I also use Battery, is what I meant.
Yeah. All right, cool. And you were saying that you're at VCC for a while. Are you still there?
No, I stopped going to school there. I decided that I did not want to think in terms of music theory anymore, that I just wanted to feel things out. Because that's how I started making music. I don't know, I was getting too wrapped up in chord theory, I think. I was just thinking about it way too much when I was writing music. And since not doing chord theory anymore, I've just come up with really weird kind of... odd resolutions.
Yeah, someone else can analyze it for you, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well then, let's play another track. This one you wanted to play, Link track.
Link from Zelda 64. I played a lot of Nintendo when I was a kid, and this track is, it's not so much about Zelda, it just samples a lot of Link's, like, angry yells as he slashes grass in the fields of Hyrule.
Okay, and then we'll play two tracks. Let's play one of those, and then let's do another thing. Another track by, let's see. We've got a whole bunch of stuff here. What do you want to play first?
How about Steve Reich?
Steve Reich? Okay, Different Trains, right?
Different Trains.
After the war.
Or before the war. I don't know.
Let's do After the War.
Okay.
I think I played Before the War a little while ago.
Okay.
Let's do After the War. Okay. So first, here's Link track. Thank you. Welcome back to The Rib. If you're just tuning in, I have Colby Sparks in here to do an interview because his music is awesome. And we were just talking about Giorgio, actually, because as you said, Colby, you went to VCC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is one of the most awesome people in Vancouver and the new music scene, and any music scene, really. He's just a very open guy with a very large beard right now.
And
not his most defining characteristic.
No. And he does, like, put all of his music online?
Yeah. I'm not sure if he puts all of it online, but he's very open with giving out sample material and just stuff to people. He gave me, like, a CD full of some of the best, like, glitchy noises that I've ever heard in my life. I think it was that he rewired a bunch of Furbies.
Yeah!
And you know, like, how Furbies, they talk to each other. Mm-hmm. When you put them next to each other, these ones, since they were totally circuit bent, just made all these weird sounds, like...
Oh, because they do communicate to each other.
Yeah, but they say, like, Furbies.
That's futuristic. That's awesome.
But in the song that we're going to play, I sampled a bunch of the stuff that Giorgio gave me, so... There's lots of weird noises and stuff, but it's all thanks to Giorgio, this song.
Yeah. About. Yeah, he did a circuit bending workshop a little while ago that I went to. It was really cool.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah. The first thing that one of my friends went to that workshop, I think, and he got a Barbie guitar, like rock and roll Barbie. You play the strings and it starts making weird sounds, and all you have to do is touch your fingers to the circuit board in like certain places, and it'll make some of the most awesome distorted Barbie sounds. I mean, if you hate Barbie or if you love Barbie, it's fun no matter what. Like, it's really great.
That's so funny. Yeah. Okay, so we'll play Fiegel the Fiend, and then what else do you want to do? Let's see. We've got some Square Pusher.
Got Square Pusher and Phoenician Snares and Fugazi, because I love Fugazi.
Okay, let's do one of those two.
Okay. How about Fugazi?
Okay, we'll do some Fugazi.
Cool.
So, but first, here's Fiegel the Fiend, courtesy of Giorgio Magnanensi.
long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, so for the rest of the day today, we have a few fewer things because it's summer, but Career Fast Track's still coming in. Philip D's coming at 5:30. Son of Night Dreams is at 6 o'clock, and John Tanner's setting up right now. Radio Free Gek airs at 7:30 with Gary Kay, and The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. to midnight with Gavin Walker. But before we go on, I want to play one more track. This is Fugazi. The track's called Bed for the Scraping.
You wasn't a fun law judgment. My own sweet dad didn't teach what I found. I didn't recognize simple things anymore. I don't wanna be defeated. I don't wanna be defeated. I don't wanna be defeated.
Hey, we're back. YouTube, blah, 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 blah.
We were just talking about theremins.
Yeah, Claire Rockmore. There's tons of stuff up there.
Cool. So if we play something off YouTube, it's not going to be too
it'll be
low
okay.
quality for
It video. Should be all right.
Okay, cool.
Well, it's an old recording anyway. All right. So actually, we were just talking about venues.
Yeah.
What do you think about venues in Vancouver? Are you totally depressed as well as I am?
I'm totally depressed, but the ones that we do have, like the good underground venues for parties and such, they're so awesome that it almost makes up for the lack of better venues for music in Vancouver.
You just have to know who to talk to and know where to go.
And you have to like a certain kind of music too, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of certain scenes, stick around certain venues and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, there's really cool ones like Redgate.
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Redgate?
No.
It's just this old sketchy basement on Hastings Street. It's like a total labyrinth going into it, though. People love that place just because you can get lost in it.
And mm-hmm.
there's like a huge open hall of a basement where the music usually happens.
What kind of music do they play?
There's lots of dubstep shows there and noise shows.
Okay,
and
David's totally told me about this.
Yeah, no, David, that's where I met David.
Oh, okay.
Was that Redgate?
Awesome. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It all comes around in a circle.
And there's some good shows happening at Richards, too. I'm not sure what local people have to do with them, but mm-hmm. There's a few, like Max Euless is playing at Scream, and a few others. And then, I don't know, there's good stuff happening. You just have to
look for
pick
it.
And choose.
Yeah. Okay, cool. What other influences have you had? Like, you were talking about, you're getting into more classical stuff now, so.
Yeah. So,
where's that
know.
Going?
My listening to classical music, I guess, started when another friend of mine showed me Steve Reich, which we just played earlier. The first song I actually heard from Steve Reich was After the War of the Different Trains Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got really into Kronos Quartet, and I've got a bunch of their music, and also Ervo Pärt, Estonian composer who makes amazingly kind of tragic symphonic music.
But like really, really simple too. And
yeah, it is. It's totally beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? DBC. I'll always love Bach. Good old Johann. And
he's hardcore.
My classical reach doesn't really stretch that far though. I don't listen to like a lot of classical music.
It's good to get into it slowly though.
Yeah, totally.
So, I don't know.
And I'm kind of starting from like 20th century classical music and working my way back.
Yeah.
So
that's a good way to do it.
It's fun to see what influences.
Or you could move your way like in both directions. So you're constantly like expanding in both directions.
Well, there's so much good music that's coming out lately. I've had so many people come up to me and tell me like, doesn't it suck that we live in like these years where there's like no good music, man? I wish I lived in the 70s, man. Like that's where it was happening. I'm like, what?
That's like what everyone. Yeah. That's like before you actually below the surface. Yeah. That's
before
what you think.
You start digging into music. That's what you think.
Yeah.
And I thought it too. I was like listening to so much Pink Floyd when I was like 16.
Exactly. And you're like so depressed. You're like, why wasn't I born 30 years ago?
No, there's so much awesome stuff happening.
Yeah,
right
you
now.
Just have to look for it.
Yeah.
Which is okay. Well, let's play something. We only technically have 5 minutes left, but we're gonna run it. Later.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Do you want to play Venetian Snares? Because he's
Venetian
awesome,
Snares.
And he's new and fresh.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to do another one from your album as well?
Oh, yeah, that's important, too.
So we should do that first?
How about Fox and Rabbit? Because that's, like, the heaviest track on the album.
Okay, what track's that?
That is the last one, number 12.
Okay. So here we go, Fox and Rabbit.
We'll be right back. a machine for making clouds.
Okay, is your mic on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We're running over, but I don't care because the newsies aren't here. And we will play BBC after this for a bit. and then there'll be another show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else? I guess we're going to do a couple more tracks.
Yeah.
One more from your CD, one more from Clara Rockmore.
Clara Rockmore on YouTube.
Yeah. So what's your plan musically now?
I want to make another CD very soon. I want to play more shows in Vancouver, which is happening for the summer. And I don't know, I'm considering going back to music school after my year-long break or whatever. I'm going to have to think about that some more. But I don't know. It's totally up in the air right now. I have no idea, pretty much.
Do you think your music's going to change much for your new stuff based on what you've been listening to recently? And like,
yeah, I don't want to stay around in one place ever.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the stuff on this CD is really fast and glitchy, like breakcore.
I'm just going to say, are you going to go slower?
maybe go slower or just have more definitive patterns in the music and more form. I don't know. That's my main focus right now is listening to classical music and working on song form, because that's the most important thing for me, is to have something that is totally not a house track that just repeats the same thing over and over and over.
Like some sort of other structure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And if I explore that enough, maybe I'll find something really interesting that I'll want to delve into more and make an album for.
Yeah. Like finding bigger shapes to work with.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's do that last track. This is SSRIs.
Yeah.
And the album, by the way, is called Paper Forest. If anyone wants to get their hands on one,
They can contact me on MySpace. My MySpace is www.myspace.com/ColbySparks. And I don't know, I usually have them on me, so if anybody sees me and recognizes my huge mop of red hair right now, not that you can see me, but...
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And if you want to get in contact with the station, you can always send me a line at the rib, or you can email me at Robin with a Y, ckjacob@hotmail.com, and I can get back to you on that if you just missed it. Plus, if you missed part of the show, it will be podcasted at www.citr.ca. Click on podcasts, find the show The Rib, and you'll see it at the top of the list. And you can also download it directly off iTunes as well. Okay, so let's just say bye for now. And thanks for tuning in. Any last words for the radio?
Thanks for having me on your show.
No problem. It's great. And here's SSRIs, following that Valse Sentimentale, Clara Rockmore. Thank you.